This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. And also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm here. So what are we, like the almost the very, very end of November. I can't believe it's happened so fast. I can't believe December's just around the corner, just a couple of days away. But the thing I want to talk about today is I want to talk about laughter and the importance of laughter, because this time of year can be quite stressful. So sometimes I think it's nice to have that little reminder of the things that are nice in life without even focusing on the stressful things and what we can do about them. It's just focusing on straight on the good. So I want to talk all about laughter and laughter being good medicine for us. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupo, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details. I do play that ad again at the very end of the show. So if you think that Progress to Health sounds like something that yourself or someone you know might find helpful for your well-being, you'll be able to grab those details at the end of the show and give us a ring or find us on Facebook or find us on the internet. So, laughter. That's all I want to talk about today, laughter. Because, like, it's that thing of if you're feeling down, if you're experiencing low mood, if you're feeling anxiety, if things are not going well, laughter is the kind of thing that just doesn't happen that easily. It doesn't happen naturally. It doesn't kind of just flow and turn up in life sometimes. Like, we have to kind of go looking for it and make a real effort to kind of have it come about. And sometimes that can be one of our signs that we're experiencing low mood, is that we don't find things as enjoyable or as funny anymore and as we used to. And so it's actually one of those things that it's actually kind of like really good to remind ourselves of the benefits of laughter. So it's really fun to share a good laugh, right? But did you know that it's actually laughing can improve your health? It's true. Laughter is strong medicine. It draws people together in ways that trigger healthy physical and emotional changes in the body. So laughter strengthens your immune system, it boosts mood, it diminishes pain, it protects you from the damaging effects of stress. So as children, I mean, if you remember, like, kids normally laugh lots, right? We used to laugh hundreds of times a day, but as adults, life tends to be more serious and laughter more infrequent. right? If you watch kids playing, like, they definitely laugh a lot more easily. They laugh at everything. It's fantastic, right? We don't have that as much as adults, right? So by seeking out more opportunities for humour and laughter, you can improve your emotional health, strengthen your relationships, find greater happiness, and even add years to your life. So why is laughter the sweetest medicine for body and mind? Laughter is a powerful antidote for stress, pain, and conflict. Nothing works faster or more dependably to bring your mind and body back into balance than a good laugh. Because have you ever done that? Like when you've just stopped and you've had a really, really good belly laugh and you're just like, everything feels good, right? Like you just feel a bit more in place, right? I find that really amazing. It's quite often you hear people say, I haven't had a laugh like that for ages. And it's there's something nurturing about that. And we get into kind of some of the stuff that happens for you when you're doing when laughter's happening, right? Humor lightens your burdens and inspires hope. It connects you to others and it keeps you grounded, focused, and alert. And it also helps you release anger and to be more forgiving. So, with so much power to heal and renew, the ability to laugh easily and frequently is a tremendous resource for surmounting problems, enhancing your relationships, and supporting both physical and emotional health. Best of all, this priceless medicine is free, fun, and easy to use. And it's the thing, you know, sometimes the things we want to do so that we bring laughter into our lives aren't free. Like if you want to go see a comedy movie, or if you want to go watch a comedy show, or if you want to see a certain thing and it takes some money, then like there is a little charge. But generally, things you can do stuff, have stuff in life where like laughter happens, right? So some of the reasons laughter is good for your health. Right, so laughter relaxes your entire body. So a good hearty laugh relieves physical tension and stress and leaves your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes later. Now, who of us don't want to sign up for that? Right? Laughter boosts the immune system. So laughter decreases stress hormones and increases immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving your resistance to disease. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, which is the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Endorphins promote an overall sense of well-being and can even temporarily relieve pain. And laughter also protects your heart. It improves the function of blood vessels and increases blood flow, which then obviously can help you and cardiovascular problems. So anything that makes your heart better is quite a good thing, right? It also can burn calories. So laughter can burn calories. And so obviously the harder you laugh and the longer you laugh, the more calories you burn. But, okay, so it's not a replacement for going to the gym or going for a good walk, but one study has found that laughing for 10 to 15 minutes a day can burn around 40 calories, which could be enough to lose 3 or 4 pounds over the course of a year. And also, how good would you feel? Like, you're probably more inclined to actually go to the gym or go for a walk because you're actually in a better mood. Laughter also lightens anger's heavy load. So nothing diffuses anger and conflict faster than a shared laugh. Looking at the funny side can put problems into perspective and enable you to move on from confrontation without holding on to bitterness or resentment. And laughter can also may even help you live longer. So a study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humour outlived those who didn't laugh as much. So the difference was particularly notable in those battling cancer. Now, we all probably have either heard of the movie or seen the movie Patch Adams, Robin Williams movie, where he trained to be a doctor, and he decides that actually laughter is more important than a lot of other things, like actually being funny, being lighthearted makes a huge difference. So, yeah. And it's one of those things that, like, you know, how do we find laughter in life? Look, there was a whole bunch of ideas there, but how do you find what brings laughter into your life? How do you kind of embrace that? But we'll talk about that after a song. So right now I'm going to play us a song. I'm going to play Sound the Ocean, Spring, here on the Finding Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
All these months of dreaming, hiding from the shadows, let me down. Just
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm talking all about laughter being the best medicine, or being a great medicine, I guess is probably a really good way to put it. So laughter just makes you feel good, right? Like that's the good feeling you get when you laugh remains with you even after you've stopped laughing. So humour helps you keep a positive, optimistic outlook, and especially in difficult situations or when disappointments or loss are happening. And it's more than just a respite from sadness and pain. Laughter gives you the courage and strength to find new sources of meaning and hope. So even in the most difficult of time, like definitely around grief time, like you'll find quite often people are telling stories, and finding ways to share laughter together can make a really huge difference. It goes a long way towards making you feel better when you actually get to share a smile, share a laugh. Right, and it can also, laughter can be quite contagious. Do you know anyone who has one of those laughs? If they start laughing, everyone else starts laughing as well. They just sound so infectiously happy that you can't not laugh along with them. Right, so just hearing laughter primes your brain and readies you to smile and join in the fun. So there's a real strong link between laughter and mental health. So laughter stops distressing emotions. You can't feel anxious, angry, or sad while you're laughing. Now, that being said, I've had a really deep discussion with someone at one point about, they're like, yeah, but it doesn't make it go away. And I'm like, no, but in that moment you're laughing, you're not experiencing those lower emotions, those negative emotions, right? Those distressing emotions. Because you can't while you're laughing, right? Unless actually you're laughing hysterically because you're extremely stressed and overwhelmed, and then which case it's not the same. But it's about like that brief moment of alleviation from the distress, which can make a huge difference, right? Laughter also helps you relax and recharge. So it reduces stress and increases energy, and it enables you to stay focused and accomplish more. So laughter can also shift perspective. So it's allowing you to see situations with a more realistic or less threatening light. So a humorous perspective creates psychological distance, which can help you avoid feeling overwhelmed and also can diffuse conflict. And obviously, this one makes perfect sense for us, is like laughter draws you closer to others, so which can have a profound effect on all aspects of your mental and emotional health. Because who's had that, like you've got someone in your life that you share a sense of humour with, that you like the same comedians, you like the same kind of movies, there's certain things that you watch that you just makes you laugh, right? And so that's, when you have that to share with someone, it makes such a difference. Like there's a real strength of connection with that. But as I was saying before, I played our wonderful song from Sound the Ocean. I want to say, like, talk about how do you actually bring more laughter into your life? Because sometimes it's all well and we should laugh more. But actually, if you don't know, it's like, well, what's going to make me laugh? Like, I haven't laughed for a while, right? But actually, like, go out and try some stuff. Like, especially if you know you used to laugh at certain things, try some things out, right? Or be around people who you know have a sense of humour or who do laugh regularly or easily. And also set yourself up into positions where you have the opportunity to laugh. Like, don't spend your whole day at the library, right, where actually making big noises is not really that accepted. And maybe don't spend the whole time in your room at home by yourself not reading anything or looking at anything that's funny, because obviously there's going to be less opportunities to find things that actually make you want to laugh. Now, when I was really unwell and I was going through soon after my breakdown, I became quite suicidal, and it was quite hard. Like, I realized I'd got to a certain point and I hadn't laughed in a couple of months, and I kind of didn't feel like I'd smiled in quite a while. And I was just like, none of this is going to be good. Like, nothing. I wasn't enjoying anything that I used to enjoy. And my brother and sister-in-law, she wasn't my sister-in-law at that point, she was just my brother's girlfriend, over in Australia sent me a care package. And one of the things in the care package was a DVD set of three seasons of a program, a comedy program called Black Books. Now, this is a British program, which is kind of just like quirky British humour. And it's all about this misanthropic guy who owns a bookstore called Black Book. And it's all about like how they get on. They do the weirdest things. It's like very odd. But the thing that I found is like, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And they just told me, this is really funny. You should watch this. It will make you happy. I'm like, uh-huh. Nothing makes me happy. And I watched it. And honestly, I got through, I think I may have got all the way through the first episode. And may have been a couple of episodes done. And I actually laughed so hard, I fell off my seat practically. And I had to pause the movie because I couldn't actually hear what they were saying anymore because I was laughing so hard. And it broke through that stagnant feeling that I had of like that everything's the same, this downtrodden, the swamp of negative feeling and not feeling good is all that I'm ever going to have. And just the sheer amount of laughter I had when I watched like all the way through the three seasons, and it was amazing. And I've rewatched it multiple times. But the thing is, I hadn't known what to try. Because at that point, when I was really low, nothing was going to work, right? I tried the things I used to know, but I needed something different. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's reach out and ask people, what do they do? What makes them laugh? And maybe it's actually realizing that you may not laugh out loud. And I know that sounds interesting or maybe a bit odd, but it's actually that thing of sometimes when we're really low, it takes a while for it to bubble out. So I know for me with the Black Books, like I had watched it wasn't like the second line that made me laugh. It was quite a way in. And it took a while for it to kind of like build up before it became a sound and it became something that kind of started flowing again for me. And I know that it's actually one of those things that like people are like, oh, why do you watch Disney movies? Or why do you watch that comedian? Or why do you do this thing? It's like, well, actually, because it's enjoyable, because it makes me laugh. It makes me smile. And there's nothing more important than that, like finding things in life that make you happy. All right. So obviously we're talking about laughter, but smiling is also really important. So smiling is the beginning of laughter, and like laughter is contagious. So when you look at someone or see something even mildly pleasing, practice smiling. Even if you're not feeling it right now, just practice smiling. So instead of looking down at your phone, look up and smile at people as you pass on the street, or the person serving you when you go buy a coffee, or even someone if you're at work. Like, say hi and smile at them, right? Notice the effect it has on others, and notice the effect it has on you when you're making that effort. Another thing you can do is like find somewhere like, say, laughter yoga. Now, that's a little bit different off the wall, but it's literally a space where I think it's over about 20 minutes. People get together and there'll be a leader who facilitates it, and you just spend 20 minutes laughing. And it's not like you just start laughing, you just keep laughing, because that would be exhausting, but it's literally the times I've been, you kind of do different things, like they'll get you to stand in different spots or move around doing different things, and you'll do different types of laughter. So might be, okay, so we're going to walk in a circle, and we're all going to go ho 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 as you walk around. And you get to a certain point and you almost can't ho 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 because you're actually laughing. Or then you stand up and it's like you have to walk in a spot and you'll get it all over the room and it's like you're doing hee 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 hee. Like they just work your way through a bunch of different types of laughter. And honestly, you get to a certain point and you're laughing, right? And once a couple of people start laughing, a lot of other people start laughing. And you work your way through and it's just, even if it's a group of people you don't know anyone in, you feel a connection because you've all laughed together. But honestly, the release of stress that I found when I was doing laughter yoga was amazing. It was so incredible. So have a look on Google. Maybe try your local Citizens Advice Bureau. Ring around your local community house. See if anyone does laughter yoga. And sometimes it's that thing of just spending time with fun, playful people, people who do laugh easily, people who you know actually embrace that kind of, sometimes they get called the childish ones. It's like, you and childish friends, it's like, oh no, why are you spending time with them? It's like, because they're happy, because they smile, because they laugh, because they do things that makes them happy, right? So people who laugh easily both at themselves and at life's absurdities and who regularly find humour in everyday events, they have a playful point of view and their laughter is contagious. So even if you don't consider yourself a lighthearted or humorous person, you can still seek out people who like to laugh and make others laugh. So, because every comedian appreciates an audience. And definitely, like, just maybe watch some comedy shows. Find a bunch of different ones that you might like, or even just work your way through and work out what you really don't like. Because it's actually finding the things. So some people like watching certain movies and just laughing at the inaccuracies of things. Other people like watching comedy shows or watching comedy movies. And some people like reading funny stories. It's like you got to find what works for you. Because like with everything, if it's not actually what you... if it doesn't fit for you, it's not going to work, right? Because it's all well and good me saying, hey, go do laughter yoga. It's like, well, actually, I really don't want to. Well, dear, don't do it then. But it's like that finding the bit for you that works. Especially with humour, it's so personal. So only you will know what really tickles your funny bone. But in case you ever get to the point where you just cannot tickle your funny bone, like you're not finding that laughter's happening and you really need someone to talk to, and you want someone to reach out to, but you don't have anyone close right now, I'm going to play a series of support lines. So grab these numbers. So if you need someone to talk to, you have some numbers to ring. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 TotalCore, which is 0508 828 865. Now the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. So don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for those support lines. I do play that section at the end of every single show, so you can come back again to listen to the Fighting Stigma show on Free FM 89.0 next Thursday at 12 noon. Or you could go to the live stream on freefm.org.nz, or listen to a podcast either at freefm.org.nz or maybe through accessradio.org or Apple Podcasts, or maybe just have a look up what your podcast player is. See if you can find Fighting Stigma. So find Free FM and find Fighting Stigma. Otherwise, you can use the TuneIn app, or you can, if you've got an Amazon Echo device, you can use the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. So hopefully that's been a little bit of help today, giving a few ideas around laughter and just a little bit of a reminder. And a quote from Walt Disney to finish us off. Laughter is timeless, imagination has no age, and dreams are forever. From us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project. For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.